Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. Thank the Lord. It is Friday, August 7th, 2020, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan. Seek Him as we continue to seek after Him as a family of families through His Word. Today, we're going to be diving into Psalm 94, 12 through 23, Joshua 15, 20 through 63, and Luke 15, 1 through 10. We're going to be starting with Psalm 94, 12 through 23 this morning. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and when you teach out of your law, to give him rest from days of trouble until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who rises up from me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, helped me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be allied with you? Those who frame injustice by statute, they band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God, the rock of my refuge. He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out of their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. Joshua 15, 20 through 63. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah according to their clans. The cities belonging to the tribe of the people of Judah in the extreme south towards the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jager, Kinna, Dimna, Adadaph, Kadesh, Hezron, Ithanan, Ziph, Telem, Beeloth, Hazor Ladata, Kiroth Hezron, that is Hazor, Ammon, Shema, Malda, Hezara, Gada, Hezmon, Beth, Paldet, Hezra, Shul, Beersheba, Bezithia, Bala, Lim, Izim, Eat, Olad, Chazil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Shashana, Leboth, Shilhim, Iam, and Rimmon, in all 29 cities with their villages, and in the lowlands, Estolol, Zora, Ashna, Zana, Inganin, Tapua, Innam, Jarmuth, Adulam, Sukko, Azika, Shariam, Adithiam, Gedera, Gedorothiam, 14 cities with their villages, Zinnan, Hadesha, Migdalgad, Delin, Mezpha, Jokthel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabon, Lahaman, Chitlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Naama, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iphitha, Ashana, Nezib, Kila, Akzib, and Marsha, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with its towns and its villages, and Ekron to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, to the brook of Egypt and the Great Sea with its coastline, and the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kirath Sanan, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Apheka, Hamta, Kirath Arab, that is Hebron, and Zero, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Jacodium, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeon, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halhul, Bethzur, Gedor, Marath, Beth Anath, and El Takan, 6 cities with their villages, Kirath Baal, that is Kirath Jarim, and Rebab, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midin, Sakak, Nibishan, the city of salt, and Engedi, 6 cities with their villages. But the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the people of Judah, could not drive out. So the Jebusites dwell with the people of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. Luke 15, 1 through 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable: "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." This is the word of the Lord. And remember this word of the Lord: that there is much rejoicing over that one. Sometimes we feel like we have to save the 99. But God is showing us that everyone, each and every one, matters significantly and greatly to him. Remember, it's about the one. Who's the one that God has called you to in your life to find? Who is the one? He's telling you to light that lamp and sweep the house for diligently. Once again, this is the word of the Lord in our readings for Friday, August 7th, 2020. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.
Take me down to your healing stream.